Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice, the art of conscious relaxation, the practice of lying down with purpose. I truly love that one so much. The practice of lying down with purpose. So please take a few moments, as many moments as you need, to settle down, settle yourself in, tuck yourself in, digging out all your props and your cozies from the tickle trunk, and slowly, mindfully, on purpose and with purpose, resting your body on a bed, couch, floor, yoga mat, maybe a seat, and placing any and all supports underneath of your head, maybe even under your neck, under your knees, helpful if you have any low back tenderness or some tight hips, which is most of us, maybe something under the hands, the tail, the heels. So props underneath of you, but also overneath of you. That should be a word, and it is today. Anything overneath the body, maybe an eye covering or something to go in the palms of your hands, some more weight there, a pillow, a folded blanket over your torso, a blanket or two or three to cover the entire body. Make sure to snuggle in here, again, making sure you feel supported but warm as the body temperature will drop even just a little bit during this practice. So wanting to prepare for that, laying down, reclining, and getting any wiggles or squiggles out of the body. So maybe you find a big intuitive stretch here, or a shimmy of the hips, maybe a little tense and release. Maybe you lick the lips or find a big yawn, make a silly face, maybe a funny noise. You could extend the limbs out. Take your time to settle down and settle in, laying your body down with purpose. And when you're ready, take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. An audible sigh through the mouth. One more, in through the nose, long, slow, deep, and low. Through the mouth, let it all go. Make sure you feel symmetrical. Your props, your clothing, your coverings are just so. Let the head drop, the eyes drop, face free of any holding or tension. Unhinge the jaw, find space in the mouth, space through the neck and the throat, the chest, the belly, the glutes, eyes, arms, and legs heavy and supported. Finding stillness and really allowing yourself to feel into all of that support. Time to relax, dear one, for the next little while. Now, invite the attention back towards your resting eyes. Feel the touch, the contact between the upper and lower lids. And if the eyes feel a bit of strain still, maybe they've been working hard lately, you could even roll your eyes around within the eye sockets. So the eyes are closed, but you're rolling them around, almost like you're lubricating behind the eyes. Feel that, drink in that natural lubrication. A little workout for the eyes, right? If you do have an eye pillow or a sock, a sleeve, a rolled down toque or hoodie, grab it now, slowly placing it over the eyes. And allow the eyes to find stillness, rest, and ease. And from the eyes, slowly, shifting your awareness now to that rise and fall, the waves of your natural breath. Just beginning to observe your natural breath rhythm today, without trying to change it at all. Of course, if it feels necessary and nourishing, you could change the breath, that's fine too. Just taking a few cleansing, clearing breaths and stepping back, letting yourself observe any sensations of breathing, expanding with the inhales, letting go or releasing with the exhales. Observe your breath. Observe yourself breathing. And observe yourself in this moment. Anything at all about your state of being right now. Any physical sensations or the quality of your thoughts, noticing self here, breath, sensations, thoughts, feelings. And then coming back now to the sound of my voice, the texture, the vibration, the volume of my voice. Allowing any other sounds to be there, but also to fade away. Connect to my voice, to my guidance, setting the gentle intention to be aware, awake, alert, while your physical body begins to slowly drift off and down into deeper states of relaxation. So your subconscious mind will always be alert and aware, always listening. The body is allowed to sleep and let go. Now with those eyes closed, eyes resting, bring your inner gaze, that awareness, the aware self, into the mind space. Full awareness pools at the center of the eyebrows, gazing there now without any kind of strain or work. Your awareness is gazing at the area behind the eyebrows, behind closed eyes, eyebrow center. And could you notice if there's anything that you are noting here? What can you notice about this mind space, this room in your mind? Observing this space as if you would a large screen. What do you notice on it? Are there any colors or shapes that are present? Is there any movement or flickers here? Now send the awareness from this third eye movie screen down to the very center of your chest, the temple of your heart. Is there any movement here? Any colors or feelings or sensations? The invitation now to create a sacred promise to yourself, setting your intention, your Sankalpa. Maybe today you'd like to set an intention surrounding aligning with your personal power or healing a certain part of you, addressing an old limiting belief, making a promise to yourself, a simple, positive, present tense phrase. I know myself and what I need. I honor the power within me. I can do whatever I put my mind and heart to. I am strong. I am full of courage. I am happy. No need to think too much about it, just feel about it. Finding an intention, a promise that feels useful and good and right for you. Repeat your Sankalpa, your self-promise, 3 times internally with faith and with feeling. And let it go. Let your resolve resolve itself. Let it go and trust. Now I will ask you to move your mind around different parts of the body. This is the rotation of consciousness. As you hear my voice name a body part, you can repeat the name internally while you bring all of your awareness, your attention to the area. If you can, allowing that body part to experience fullness and vitality, feel it come alive when your awareness touches down on it, in it. And starting now with the right hand, move your mind to the right hand thumb. Feel the aliveness, the fullness, the vitality. Right thumb. Then move your mind to the right second finger, third finger, fourth finger, and fifth finger. The back of the right hand, the center of the right palm. Looking within the right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and right shoulder. Feeling your entire right arm from shoulder joint down to the right fingertips. Fullness, vitality, the aliveness of the entire right arm. Now move the mind over to the left hand. Feel the aliveness in the left thumb, second finger, third finger, left fourth finger, and fifth finger. Feel the fullness at the back of the left hand, the center of the palm, looking within the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and shoulder. Feeling your entire left arm from shoulder joint down to the left fingertips. Fullness, vitality, aliveness in the entire left arm. Now move your mind down to your feet. Feel both feet and all 10 toes on both feet, starting with the big toes and working your way out to pinky toes. One by one, bring your awareness to each toe, even noticing the space between the toes. And move your mind to the soles of both your feet, the tops of the feet, the heels, filling both feet with your awareness, allowing them to relax and soften, sinking into the support below you. Now looking within both ankle joints, both shins and calves, both knees, the tops and backs of both knees. Moving your mind up to both thighs, both hips, and the buttocks. And now filling the entire right leg with your awareness, from the right hip crease down to the right toes. The entire right leg relaxing, filled with fullness and vitality. Now filling the entire left leg with your awareness, from the left hip crease all the way down to the left toes. Whole left leg is relaxing and filled with vital awareness. Now allowing all of your limbs, both arms and both legs, to sink down into their support below. Both arms and both legs dropping down, energized by your awareness. Very good. Now moving the mind to the belly, the low back, the ribs on either side of the body, the middle of the back, the chest, and the upper back. Bringing your awareness to the throat, the sides and the back of the neck, the lower jaw, the upper jaw, both lips, the entire mouth, the cheekbones, the eyebrows, bridge of the nose, and the tip of the nose, the nostrils, all the muscles surrounding the eyes, the eyelids top and bottom, the eyeballs behind eyelids, allowing all the muscles in the face to be filled with your awareness, drained of any expression, fully relax. Feel the skin on the scalp, the base of the skull, the right hemisphere of the brain, left hemisphere of the brain, both ears, and the space in between the ears, filled with your awareness, energized but relaxed, full yet empty. Now allowing the entire body, from the scalp at the top of the head, through fingertips to toes, to the core of the body, the bones in the body, the muscles, the vital organs, the edges of skin, the entire body is energized, alive with your awareness, fully and deeply relaxed. Very good. Now we'll come back to that area that is the mind space, the room, the screen at the center of the eyebrows, turning your attention back there now to this mental mind space. Now that the entire physical body is relaxed and connected, the mind is free to travel and imagine. So using the creativity of this open, liberated mind, I ask you now to imagine, sense, and see yourself resting comfortably, lying on a bed of soft green grass. The turf is green and thick below you, and your whole body sinks down into it as if it were being held by the earth, cradled by the grass. And there's a fresh, cool breeze. The golden, warm, bright sun is still high in the sky, warming you in the most delicious way. You feel the touch of the sun first on your skin, all the parts of the body that might be open, exposed to the sky, the environment around you. And as you lay here on this bed of grass, as the time passes, the sun's powerful heat enters down into your bones, your organs, down into the core of your being. You can now feel the vitality, the power of the sun itself coursing through your veins. All of that healing, transformative energy lighting you from within. Just allowing yourself to experience being held, rocked, cradled by the earth on this beautiful grass, and feeling the sun warm your body, drinking in the beautiful fresh air, allowing yourself to charge up in the sun, the light, the radiance. And imagining that anything that might have been depleted in you, anything that needs some restorative power, anything in need of healing is being charged up, tended to, revitalized, energized, as you lay on this bed of grass, drinking in the rays of this powerful warm sun, healing from the inside out. And you can see yourself now from above. Look down, picture yourself from above, just resting there peacefully, being energized by the sun, held by the grass. Notice everything that you can about the way that you appear right now from above, the position of your body, the expression on your face, the aura, the energy field around you, anything at all that you notice about the way that you look, the way that you feel. You know yourself so well. So take a moment and offer some kindness, support, strength to yourself in this moment. I want you to tell yourself whatever it is that you most need to hear, offering yourself that most sacred advice, wisdom, love, or support. Listen for it now. Receive it now. When you love you, when you support you, two become one. You that is resting here, supported by the bed of grass, and the you that has been observing from above. To become one with this power of the sun burning, shining at the core of you, and the support of your highest self right there, right here. To become one. And now beginning to find your way back on this field of grass, the warm, healing sun. Then back even more into the mental mind space, bringing your awareness, your attention once again to that sacred area between the eyebrows. Once more, this room in your mind. And could you just be open to anything you're receiving here, whether it be a color, a shape, an image, a pattern, a word, a feeling, a memory, a thought, allow these messages from your higher self to be revealed and received here and now. And into this beautiful, fertile bed of the mind, let's plant a seed of intention once more, repeating the same sacred sankalpa 3 times now, with feeling and absolute confidence and clarity that it is already manifest in some way. Your sankalpa, dear one, 3 more times. Very good. Now, let's slowly begin to come out of our nidra practice, just as we came in, unhurried, very gently, with awareness. Let's take a deep belly breath in. Sigh it out. Start to deepen, lengthen the breath. Feel the breath energize you from within. You can remain in stillness. That's perfect. Maybe you start to move the body slowly in any way that you feel called to. You can begin to notice the sound of my voice, any other sounds in this room or outside of this room. You can smile, stretch, shimmy, yawn, make a noise, stick out your tongue. You can roll to your side, stay on back, come to belly, come to seat. Take your time. And closing this practice by fully feeling this presence, the present moment, the presence of your highest self, feeling more connected within body, mind, and spirit, all together, all in unison in this moment. Feel rested and ready, thanking yourself for carving out this sacred space for all parts of you. Take your time. Be here fully, with my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra, lying down with purpose, is now complete. Namaste, dear friend. Great job, as always.